Hi, I'm Justin, and this is Earth 52. Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is my review of John Constantine Hellblazer Original Sins, Volume 1 of the re-released series by DC in the last couple of years. It was written by Jamie Delano with art by John Ridgway and Alfred Alcala. Alright, let's get started. To me, John Constantine is almost as good as Sandman. Each story is fascinating in its own right, but it doesn't have that jaw-dropping factor that Sandman does. It's good, it's just not Neil Gaiman good. It's good in its own right. Believe me, I love the John Constantine character. The only time it gets a little muddled is in the last couple John Constantine stories, but that's no problem. The artwork was okay. I did think the covers were really weird. They were just odd. They had that Vertigo feel, definitely, but they were just they're even weirder than the stories themselves sometimes. So those are pretty much the only thing that's bothered me about the artwork. Of course, the artwork was not the best, but it did portray the grittiness that these stories have. And the stories, you know, do give a pretty harsh perspective of the worlds. Right off the bat, we're introduced to John Constantine as a trench coat wearing an almost private detective of the supernatural. And a thing I thought that was particularly interesting about him was the whole ghost concept. It's an interesting touch because John Constantine is obviously a man haunted by his mistakes, and in this case, Jamie Delano made it both figurative and literal. As I was reading these stories, you see John Constantine slowly degrade, and the way he's wearing his clothes get worse and worse, and he stops shaving and all that stuff, and all these people seem to know him, and yet they all seem to trust him. Why do people continually trust him? Because, as we saw through this story and with these ghosts, people continually die around him. So why would you trust this guy? I mean, in the first story, a guy trusts him, and then he totally gets screwed over at the end of the story, and that was the whole point of the story. Another guy gets, you know, sucked into cyberspace because of him, which, you know, was an accident, but still, bad things happen to people who work with John Constantine. That's just a fact. So, that's something I thought was kind of weird. There were a couple things I thought were cool. For instance, screwing up the soul market in hell, that was awesome. That was so cool. I do a virtual stock market simulation. I thought that the way that Jimmy Delano pulled that story off was just excellent. It was cool. It totally portrayed the psyche of brokers, whether or not they're dealing in souls or in stocks. And it was really, really cool the way they did that. The magic combined with tech concepts in a later story was really cool. I love when they mix magic and tech. And you only really see it a couple times, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and this story, as far as I've personally seen. So I wish they would play on that a little bit more, because the things you can do with a magic tech composite is really, really incredible. Let's see, the tying in of the demon blood from story to story, as well as the Hell's Army thing, was really cool, and I thought that it really set the stage for the continuity that Sandman had when it came out a couple years later. Because keep in mind, John Constantine came out before Sandman, which is why he had a John Constantine crossover with Sandman in the first couple issues in order to boost popularity of the Sandman series. Not that it really needed it. It was cool to see the Damnation Army theme unfold. It seemed like kind of an X-Files series where, you know, you go from case to case and occasionally you come across something that links a couple things, but to right off the bat, like within the first couple of issues, my jaw just dropped when I saw the third, like, Damnation Army. I was like, holy crap, this is actually tying together? I didn't think that Hellblazer would do this. So that was cool. I did particularly like the Vietnam American and the Shot to Hell stories. Just because of the grittiness of, you know, both of those stories and the innerness that was portrayed in both of them. For me, the Shot to Hell story was kind of the Daredevil reborn, John Constantine reborn. It was your reborn story, and I was really glad to see John Constantine be reborn in the way that he was. Because in all honesty, in the past couple of issues, just looking at him kind of made you wonder what happened to him. Because in the first issue, he's this well-groomed, well-behaved guy, and then in the beginning of the Shot to Hell story, he's a drunk who's all ruffled up and hasn't shaved, and he's just pathetic. So that was a cool story. I did like to be an American story just because of the stark realism of war brought to innocent America. And these days, people don't really know what war is like. And this story, especially the Vietnam War, was so hard. And for this story to betray it, from what I could tell fairly accurately, was an interesting thing to do. The Swamp Thing story was really weird. It was just weird. I have no real words to describe it except for weird. The art was better. I like the Swamp guy who illustrates Swamp Thing a lot better than the guy who illustrates John Constantine. But they're both good. I was confused on who was writing the story because Rick Veitch wrote the fourth issue of the Swamp Thing story, but he did not write the first three Swamp Thing issues in that story. So that was unusual because you have a completely different writer writing the first three increments of a story and then just bringing Rick Veitch for the last increment. It just didn't make sense. Overall, I would recommend you read John Constantine Hellblazer Volume 1 Original Sins if you like Sandman and you like that kind of Vertigo thing. If you don't like kind of the nitty-gritty stuff, if you're more of a pure Superman kind of guy, I would not go to this because it is a gritty book, it is dirty, it delves into adult themes, into adult things, and I would pretty much recommend it only to those people who like that kind of thing. Well, this marks episode 5 of Earth 52, and next time I will be doing Sandman Volume 3, Dream Country. And before I forget, I give John Constantine Hellblazer Volume 1, Original Sins, a B+. Good writing, fairly good art that portrays the story quite well. But it's not perfect. So, if you want to hear more podcasts, go to podomatic.com, or go to iTunes and subscribe to my feed, or you can go to earth52.blogspot.com. Well, thanks for listening. Bye.